Welcome to Faith Radio Mornings. Bill Arnold here. I think everyone should play a superhero in their life at least once. I did Superman. I played Superman. I was 5 years old, and I was in my Superman costume, and I climbed up onto the mantle and jumped off thinking I could fly. You have to keep in mind I ate a lot of sugar as a kid, and so I was able to do stupid things really fast with tremendous energy. The normal breakfast would, of course, be Pixie Sticks, maybe a little Mountain Dew, and then those Pop-Tarts with blue frosting. So as a kid, I could do anything, and that was my one attempt at being a superhero. My guest this morning on the studio line actually did play a superhero. He played Hercules. You know him as Kevin Sorbo. He's a movie star as well, as you may have seen in the movie God Is Not Dead. But we're talking this morning about a very exciting project coming out that he stars in, and his wife co-wrote it, and he also is in the movie with his wife and his kids. And the movie is called Let There Be Light. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Sounds good to be back in the hometown.
Yeah, you're originally from Minnesota, and always I know you get back here a bunch, and usually summertime is when you bring the family back, isn't it?
That's when I got to do it. I got to be honest, I don't miss the winters.
No, nobody does.
Up here in California with the traffic and taxes and politics, but the weather's always good.
Yeah.
I can't complain about that part.
And you usually shoot for summertime, don't you? Just come back with the fam and lay out on the beach for a couple of weeks?
I do. I always ran a home back in on the lake. I grew up there, beautiful Lake Minnetonka and
yep.
In Mound, Minnesota. And
nice plug.
I come back usually in August to play in the 3M golf tournament, which I'm doing again this year up there in Blaine.
Yeah, Kevin, I want to talk about the movie, but before we get to the movie, I want to ask you, is it both easier and harder nowadays to be a Christian in Hollywood?
For some reason, I think it's just become harder. I don't get it. I don't know why. I mean, I make the joke about if I had played a pedophile, radical Islamic terrorist in a movie, then I could get on the mainstream media talk shows. But look at God's Not Dead, which you mentioned. There's a $2 million movie which made $140 million and still making money, and we couldn't get on any of the mainstream media. The only place, outlet that would have us on are radio stations like yours and Fox Cable. That was it.
Right.
So I just went, you got to be kidding me. This movie is in the history of Hollywood movies, it's number 5 in terms of rate of return on investment. I mean, it has 70 times rate of return. So, you know, obviously there's an audience out there that wants this kind of programming. It's just Hollywood's not interested in making it or promoting it.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. I mean, the popularity of faith-based films, I mean, obviously they're in the business of making money, so anything that they look at that they can make money, I would think they'd be interested in, but they just have too much of a bias against anything that would talk about God or elevate God.
You know, which is strange. I mean, if you look before the 1960s, you look at movies like Ben-Hur and The Ten Commandments. I mean, Hollywood was a much more conservative place during those decades. But, you know, the 60s sort of changed things, and it's been a downward spiral ever since. I mean, I don't begrudge Hollywood for making the movies they make, but I don't understand why there's such a backlash against movies that have values and morals to it. But there is.
Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about Let There Be Light. This project is incredibly personal for you on many occasions. Your wife, Sam, is one of the writers of the movie, and you got your kids in the movie, which is a really smart casting decision. But talk a little bit about...
That's the first time that's ever happened in a Hollywood movie.
I'm sure that's a first. But talk about the movie. Let's hear about it. I know it's coming out not until next Thanksgiving. Is that right?
It's probably gotten a little earlier than that. We're looking at late October, early November. But it is a Christmas, heavily faith-based drama movie. And my wife wrote it, and then she gave it to another very dear friend of ours, Dan Gordon, who's a very famous writer. That came in and cleaned up whatever, you know, needed being cleaning up. Dan was the showrunner on Michael Landon's Highway to Heaven. He wrote Denzel Washington's movie, The Hurricane. He wrote Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner, one of my favorite Westerns. And, you know, they finished the script, and about 2 weeks later, I get a call out of the blue from Sean Hannity and at Fox Cable, and he said, look, I'm going to do a movie with you guys. Do you have a movie that is you know, that delivers a good message? We flew out there, we pitched him, and he said, I'm in. And he wrote the check. He's our exec producer and also the financer of the movie. We shot it this past fall in August, September, down in Birmingham, Alabama. We used the same crew that shot a movie called Woodlawn. It's done. We just had a premiere of it, basically, in the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters, which I tell people who don't know what that is, it's sort of the San Diego Comic-Con of family-friendly type movies. And
mm-hmm.
We were one of the three movies they picked to premiere there. So we had a great response. We got a number of different places, Lionsgate, Universal, Fox, that are interested in distribution. We're just weighing our odds and trying to figure out the best deal, of course, because there's a great thing in Hollywood called creative accounting, which they can hide profits in anything.
Mm-hmm.
So just making sure that you know, we're protected as well. And yeah, it deals with sort of redemption. It deals with you know, when you think everything is perfect in your life, there's always going to be a roadblock, and that's what this movie deals with. How do you react to that roadblock?
Yeah, Kevin. Now your character is played by a guy named Dr. Saul Harkins, and he is a scientist and kind of a jerk.
Well, he is. I would say he's kind of in the world of Hitchens or Dawkins, where he's the world's most famous atheist. And it's his journey and what happens to him when he has a life-altering sort of condition and tries to get back together with his wife, who's a Christian, and his two boys, who he's lost touch with. And it's about repairing a broken life.
Mm-hmm. And so you start off as an atheist, and you have a near-death experience, and then the story leads to a place of conversion to Christianity. Is that pretty much summarizing it?
Kind of a story along there, yeah.
Yeah.
It really deals with the, like I said, it deals with the human spirit and the journey that it has to go through. And, you know, we got a wonderful team. Dionne Warwick's in the movie as well. She sings the title song, Let There Be Light. We're putting together a We Are the World type of video that we're going to start shooting here in probably about 6 weeks. And we're going to have a lot of different, from country stars to rap stars singing it. And 100% of the proceeds from that song will go to the Food Banks of America.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a couple of your own kids in the movie. How many of your kids are in the movie?
I have three and two. Actually, all three of them are in there. My daughter doesn't have a speaking role. She didn't want one.
Uh-huh.
But my two boys have been in acting classes for about 3 years now. And, you know, it's not a road I would have directed them to be on. But since we homeschooled and they grow up on movie sets, they're pretty comfortable being on sets. And they, you know, one day said they wanted to get into acting. And I've got a dear friend who's an acting coach that's only 3 miles from our house, which makes it easier to drop them off to acting class. And
yeah.
I made them audition.
Yeah.
But certainly they did a great job in it. They actually steal the movie. They got all the funny parts in the movie.
You're smart to do that. All right, Kevin, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, lots more with Kevin Sorbo and his new movie coming out soon called Let There Be Light. Be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Faith Radio. We are talking to Kevin Sorbo. And as you know, Kevin has got quite a history in the TV business and also in the movie business. If you saw God Is Not Dead, that is a blockbuster film. And the next one, Let There Be Light, is even going to be bigger. That's my prediction. Because of the story is an atheist experiencing a near-death experience. Kevin, what was the hardest part about working on this movie?
I think directing it. I directed it as well. So,
oh my goodness,
that just adds an extra 4 hours onto each 14-hour day, basically. So,
yeah.
But I had, like I said, I had a great crew and had a great DP and had a lot of assistance in there. And we have, you know, Birmingham was just amazing. I mean, the people in that town and the locations they let us shoot at, and the extras that showed up. We have an opening scene. It's a debate scene between myself and sort of a Robert Shuler type of reverend that's, you know, top in the theological world. And we had 700 extras show up for that day of filming, and it was a long day, and they were just champions. And every movie has its pitfalls and tough little roadblocks that enter there as well. But we got through it, and I just think we had a, you know, very good cast, and it was just fun to do it. And we've got a couple more lined up here right now. I'm actually leaving soon for Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're shooting a movie there called One Nation Under God. It's about bringing the Pledge of Allegiance back to where it should be. And, you know, we're just fighting a good fight here and trying to keep a good message out there for people.
Yeah, Kevin, now you, Sam, your wife, wrote most of the movie. And so tell me, what was that like when you were driving home going, okay, honey, we're not going to talk about work when we get home? How does that work?
That never happened.
No.
So, you know, she's as detailed as I am, so it was a pretty collaborative effort. And you know, she's a very strong-willed New Yorker, Pittsburgh gal, and mm-hmm. she has He doesn't hold back from her opinions at all, which is good. I like that. I like a strong and independent woman, and that's certainly what she is.
Yeah.
But people should definitely go to lettherebelightthemovie.com. They can download. They can go to the Facebook page. I'd love them to spread the word. I mean, that's the biggest hurdle you got to reach with these independent movies. I mean, you don't have that $100 million budget that these movies like, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean have to promote the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like God's Not Dead, it really became successful off of word of mouth. And Hollywood loves to call, you know, all the states between New York and California flyover states. Well, those flyover states have a lot of people that want family value movies. They want movies that you care about the characters and have great character development and storylines. And, you know, that's what this movie is. And, we need their help. So go to lettherebelightthemovie.com, and they can check out the trailer right now. We're cutting a few more trailers. And as I said, this movie won't be out until probably late October, early November. But it's definitely going to get out there. But, you know, as with anything else in the small independent world, we need people's help to get it out there.
Yeah. So you already have previewed it. And what has been some of the response? I mean, I understand you laugh, you cry, you cheer.
You know, it was great. It was a full house there at the NRB in Orlando this last month. And I probably picked up well over 150 business cards from people. And these are people that are in that world from all around the world. I mean, we've got a couple outlets even in the Middle East now that want to bring the movie there. I've got a number of calls from South America from different people that I did interviews when God's Not Dead came out. And so it's been opening up a lot of doors, and it was a great move for us to get there and get the invite. So mm-hmm. We're very appreciative of everything that the NRB did for the movie.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm curious because this is the first film that you have actually directed. What is that like when you have to be the star of the movie and the director?
Well, you know, I actually started directing back in my Hercules years. So
okay.
I've been a DGA member for over 20 years now as okay. well. Well, tag, I'm on my 35th year. I like to say that I'm just, you know, I started when I was 5 years old, but years are catching up. But, yeah, you know, it does add quite a bit. But, I mean, you know, it's funny, you know, everybody, when you read a script, you can visualize. It's like reading a book. You visualize that movie in your brain. I mean, that's why so many people say, oh, the book was so much better than the movie. So, you know, as a director, I push the envelope as far as I can, certainly in trying to get what we can out of every dollar we're able to have to make the movie. But, you know, to me, it's always a team effort. I don't sit there and control everything on set. You hire the best possible people you can get to be the costume designers, the makeup people, the director of photography, whatever. And you know, you rely on them as well to do their job, and that's what they do. I don't pretend to be that, like I'm such a great director of photography or a great person that knows what I want in terms of costume design. So, you know, you hire people that are good at their jobs, and you surround yourself with a good team. I think that's what anybody should do.
Yeah.
From the president on down, you know, you need to have a good team around you.
Yeah. Now, I know that you probably don't have the $100 million budget for the film, but you will have Sean Hannity talking about it, I'm sure, in great detail when it comes time to the release. I know that will be a big help. What was it like working with him on this project?
You know, Sean he said, I'm not, you know, what I just mentioned about if you're not, you know, an expert in that world, you just let the people do what they do that are good at it. And that's what he did. He signed the check and he said, I'm going to hand this over to you because I love the work that you guys do. I trust you. So he didn't even come on the set. You know, he would check in maybe once a week to see how things were going. But he let us do everything. He stayed totally out of the project completely until the final product was done when we sent to him. And he was blown away by it all. So he's been, you know, you got a guy that's got 4 million daily television viewers. You got 14 million radio viewers. I mean, that alone, 18 million people a day. And he can promote the movie every single day for 30 days before it comes out. It's huge for us. But we also have Rush Limbaugh involved. His brother David is involved with the Sean Hannity team, and Rush is going to have me on as a guest, and he never has guests on. So
that's awesome.
That's kind of big. And then President Trump is going to have us to a viewing at the White House, and if he just goes out on Twitter and says something positive about the movie, that's not going to hurt us either.
No. Well, Let There Be Light is the movie. We can go to Facebook, and we can see the trailer right now, and there's more trailers coming, which is great. Is that the best way to do it right now, Kevin? Just go to Facebook?
That is the best way to do it. But
okay.
Before you run away on me, I do have a CD collection that just came out last month. It's out there right now. It's called Breathe Bible.
Okay.
If you go to breathebible.com, it's a reading of the New Testament. It's 18 CDs in 21 hours of the New Testament. And it's a whole different way of letting people know. And here we got Easter around the corner. is the perfect gift to get people out there. You can either download it on whatever you download on, however you listen to it, or you can order the box set. And it's 90 different actors reading the biblical figures of the New Testament. We got an orchestra in the background. We have sound effects. I mean, it's amazing. I call it theater for the mind, and I think people will really enjoy it. They can go to breathebible.com. They can download the Book of Mark for free right now. And I'm the voice of God, by the way.
That's awesome.
Upgrade from my half-God days on Hercules.
When I think about you, if you take away talent, brains, athleticism, and good looks, you got nothing.
I know. I'm working on it.
I know. So nice to have you on the show. And thanks very much. Good luck. And we'll talk to you again closer to the release of the movie.
Definitely. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.
Thanks.
We'll be right back with more Faith Radio Mornings in just a minute.